Okay, so I'm sorry I'm 4 minutes late, but we're pretty
It's close. Okay. It's all right.
So for the group in this private part that we're talking to now, we're going to make it really short, but I'm thinking, you know, what do most people really want to hear? And they're feeling like there's nobody around them that they can talk to anymore. There's more and more the sense of division and isolation. And everybody thinks they're crazy and they're worried about the coming enforcement that is not going to give them a choice. I mean, places like Canada are kind of, and Australia are leading the way toward that. And Philippines is really severe. They just announced if you refuse the shot, they're just going to have to do something to you by force. And their president over there. So people, I think what people are concerned about is isolation, coming force, so they have no choice. And what's the outcome going to be? Is it all, is everything lost, you know, or what you were talking about on the main show as a really positive vision of the future would be something valuable for people to know about. So, but we're going to constrict this to 10 to 15 minutes and then you'll be early.
Well, I think that, you know, first of all, there's not a lot of good, happy Pollyanna news right now. And right. I think that that's what everybody wants, is they want to be happy and upbeat and have a good ending. And right now, there isn't one, as far as I'm concerned. It just isn't. And I think that people need to be God-whopped on that, like, whop. You know, it's like, oh, well, it's just all going to, God's in control, and it's just going to be this whole big happy ending. It's going to be pretty miserable for a while.
Yeah.
And I so like, you know, I do a lot of these interviews, Richard, that at the end, people always say, what's something people can be hopeful about?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, get your life right with God is what you need to be hopeful about.
Yeah.
You know, when I started doing these interviews a year, like 15 months ago, I used to always close out the interviews by saying there's three things you need to do. Number one, and most importantly, you know, number one is get your physical house in order, your house that you live in. Get rid of the stuff, those skinny clothes you're never going to wear. Get rid of the books that you're never going to read. You know, clean out your cupboards, all that stuff. Either sell it, donate it, or throw it in the trash. But clean out your physical space, lighten the load, get rid of the stuff you don't need. The second thing is take better care of your body, you know, and your mind, you know, eat better, exercise more, go to your cupboards and get rid of all the junk. Don't donate it away. Throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Get rid of the good of all that stuff and feed your mind. Everybody's got a stack of books somewhere that they always said they wanted to get to. Now's the time.
Right.
And do some things with your family. Like if you're a grandparent, get together with your grandkids and maybe you do things like genealogy or you tell your grandkids about your grandparents and, and have like the family story. Is now is the time to kind of do that. Maybe do jigsaw puzzles, you know, set up a card table in the middle of your living room and have the family get around and do this puzzle together. Do things for your mind. Do things for your soul. You've got to do things to take care of your spirit, you know, because this is mind, body, and spirit. And thirdly, and most importantly above all else, is get your life right with God through Jesus Christ. There is no other way, in my opinion, and that's the way that I position it. And not only just become a better Christian, but really learn what it means to be a disciple. You know, a disciple is meaning that you are all in. You're willing to sacrifice everything, including your life, for this cause and for what God wants you to do in your life. You're all in. You
know, how does it change your moment-to-moment behavior?
Oh, changes it drastically. Because what if that next moment is the last one you have?
Yeah, exactly. It's eventually going to be true.
So you need to, and so all of these people with this, oh, I'm so afraid. I keep asking the question, Richard. Maybe you've heard a different answer, and you can enlighten me on this. But all these people say, oh, everybody's so afraid. Afraid of what? What are you afraid of? Oh, well, if the bottom line of that is they're afraid to die, then they need to get their life right with God, period. Because everybody's going to die. Nobody's going to get out of here alive. Nobody. Nobody. It's, you know, appointed on demand is once to die. So a decision on your part in terms of your free will is what's going to happen to your spirit after you die.
Well, the other thing is that, remember, you're exposing all these things that you're never supposed to question and saying on the main show, as you did and others, that no, actually, vaccines don't prevent disease and they are not safe and effective. That's like, what? You know, you're breaking this universal belief or what used to be. And it's the same with fear. Everyone feels that if something happens, a certain thing, whatever it is for you, you must be terrified. And that's as false as safe and effective. You know, fear is a mind program and it's optional. And the only way it keeps happening and you have to suffer with it is with your permission.
It's, yes. Yes, I mean, it's really super true. I mean, that is absolutely the truth. I mean, you know, all of these different pandemics that they did, you know, they did SARS, MERS, 2005, they did bird flu, 2009, they did H1N1. They were all market tests. I mean, like they threw them out there and then they drew, after it was over, they sat back and analyzed what worked, what got people all up in their knickers in a knot. Yeah. And these are smart people with more money than God. I mean, they've got trillions of dollars at their disposal to buy off everybody, to buy the best scientists, the best psychologists, the best social manipulating people that they could find to put this whole thing together, right?
Right.
And they learned that the best tool is fear.
Yeah. And they've come to the same conclusion for thousands of years.
Yep.
You know, governments and all kinds of authorities, and there's this blind trust of authority that is, it's as much as of a religion as thinking that you must be fearful. There's no logic behind it at all.
Nope. None.
So, and it, whatever happens, we can that makes the future better in the immediate present by doing what you're saying, right? Because you can do it no matter what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, God gave us free will, gave us free will and freedom of choice. So you guess you can choose whether you're going to be fearful or not.
Yeah. It's like, remember the old horror movies where the vampire has to ask permission to come in your house?
Yes, exactly.
And if you don't give permission, it's just really terrible for the vampire because they're very stressed and they can't get in. And we're just trained to give permission to all these vampires.
Yeah, that's a really, really good story. That's really good.
You could tell they were suffering, you know, but most of the time they got people, they dressed in nice suits and stuff. And the people said, of course, come in, you know, no problem.
Exactly.
So, okay. And for the people in the group, a couple of things to remember. One is you're looking for a certain kind of doctor to work with you.
I'm looking for an integrative doctor. It's, you know, somebody who has some experience with vitamins and supplements and is, I would really prefer an osteopath. I would super prefer a DO.
Okay.
Somebody that does osteopathic manipulation and maybe acupuncture and does injection techniques and things like that. You know, if you're just sick and tired of where you are. And you know, I get this blowback all the time, Richard, but it's Cleveland. I can't tell you how much I love Cleveland. In fact, when I've traveled a lot and people always say, well, what do you like about Cleveland? And I give them the lowdown. They ask me if I'm working for the public relations department of the city because I've sold them on Cleveland so much that now they want to come here. And then the other thing, it's like, but it snows there, right? It gets cold. So yeah, like put on a sweater, right?
No, it's actually safe and effective as opposed to vaccines. Right?
What's that?
Snow is actually safe and effective.
Right, exactly. Snow, right. But it's like, put on a sweater. Winter is very mild here these days. You know, it's like you've got about 8 weeks that, and it's not like you're standing out in the street and you're working outside all day long and you have to worry about the freaking cold. The amount of cold that you do is kind of like going from building to car and car to building. Put on a sweater.
So why don't you say a couple of positive things about Cleveland that people have no, most people don't know what Cleveland's like.
Cleveland has, the thing I love the most is I love the four seasons. We have an incredible metro park system here. It's 150 miles long. They call it the Emerald Ring. It goes all, rings all the way around the city. It's 150 miles of bike trails and horseback riding trails and ponds where you can go fishing, and there's soccer fields and swings and hiking trails, 150 miles of it. You're right on Lake Erie, so you've got Lake Erie water sports. You're 40 miles across to Canada. Canada if you want to take your boat over there. You go an hour to the south, you're out in Medina County. It's like you're only an hour away from the city, but it's like you're out in like the most beautiful farmland ever. You go an hour to the east and you're in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. You go an hour kind of to the northeast, you're in New York State, which is some of the best wineries in the Northeast area. So there's all these wine country things you can do. You go 45 minutes to the west, you're at Cedar Point, which is one of the top amusement parks in the country. You can take a ferry over to Put-in Bay and spend the day over at the islands. They've got all the professional sports here. If you're into that, they've got football, basketball, and baseball. World-class symphony, world-class art museum, the third best theater district in the entire continent, third only to New York, Chicago, and then Cleveland. They've got incredible colleges and universities here. It's just a great place, and the cost of living here is minuscule compared to anywhere else in the country. You could pay $350,000 for a house here that would cost you over $1 million almost anywhere else in the country. So you get a huge bang for your buck in real estate. The cost of living here is pretty low. You've got farmers and farmers markets around. You've got a downtown farmers market every Saturday throughout the year where there's fresh produce, fresh chicken, fresh eggs. You can go downtown and pick your own up every year. It's like the best place ever. And it's all within a 20-minute drive, all within 20 minutes, no matter where you live.
So you have room for the entire audience to move to Cleveland now?
Absolutely, but only if you bring a physician with you that's going to work in my office.
Exactly,
with me.
And if you don't know a physician directly who'd be good, then talk to people who might, and network to find it.
Please, okay. Please. And if you want to find out more about our educational offerings and in my book, ebook, which is 20 Mechanisms of Injury, How the COVID Shots Can Make You Sick, Possibly Kill You. It's our boot camp, our vaccine you with all of our educational offerings, all of our social media links, the links to my podcasts, all of those things can all be found at drtenpenny.com. So everything is bundled up there. You just go to drtenpenny, drtenpenny.com. And everything, my CV's there, my bio's there. There's a link if you want to invite me to be on your show. There's a link that you can get to my clinic. All of our social media network is there, all the educational offerings. We're actually doing a webinar on July the 10th, the training of the 20 mechanisms of injury. Okay. It's a 3-hour webinar. It's a paid webinar because it's really intensive. You can go there and register for that. So everything, all that stuff, blah, 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 all that stuff is
under drtenpenny.com. So if we want to recap with you in a few months and see what's going on, I should probably arrange it now.
Yeah, get hold of Michelle.
you're that far away. Okay.
I am.
Okay.
Sadly.
That's great. Well, we're leaving you 8 minutes to sleep before your next appointment. So
I got another one at 2:30. So
yeah, exactly. Okay. Thank you. It's so much fun to actually see you instead of just the chat function. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Richard. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much for everybody. Take care.
Have a good rest of the day. Okay. See you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.